While some Kitchener residents celebrate Oktoberfest, others are taking a walking tour through another prominent aspect of Kitchener history. Black Presence in Berlin, a local walking tour, discusses Berlin, Kitchener's former name, and its connection to the early black settlers of the Queen's Bush settlement. In addition to former sites where black residents lived, their businesses and schools in the 19th century, and their contributions to the community, the tour travels two blocks for 90 minutes, but if Peggy Plett was let loose, she could talk for 3 hours. Most people think the black presence in Kitchener started in the 1960s because that's when immigration started, but that is, of course, a myth, said Plett, tour leader for Black Presence in Berlin. Over 400 people have attended since the tour's start in February 2022, and they have since been nominated for an ACO Heritage Award. A black historian for over 25 years, Plett arrived in Kitchener in 2007, when she first inquired after the first black people to arrive in the region. She says that since she started working in her field, Plett's connection to the city of Kitchener has only become stronger. If you buy into that myth, like I did, you feel a sense of not belonging because you just came to Canada, said Plett. The realization that black people have walked the same streets that I walk on my way to work, it was very, very powerful to me. Plett is particularly intrigued by Peter Susand, who came to Canada from the United States as a freedom seeker, but has no recorded information about his prior life. She's curious about what it was like for him to be a black man coming out of slavery as a man in an interracial marriage, with children of mixed heritage. I myself have children of mixed heritage, and so I am curious to know what it was like for his family here in Berlin, said Plett. He also had very high expectations when he first came here to Canada, but I sense that he left here quite disappointed. It's in telling these stories that Plett hopes to help guests relearn Kitchener's past. The tour covers black teachers, a black lawyer, black domestic workers, and even a black man who ran for office. Another misconception is that all black people immigrated to Berlin in the 19th century via the Underground Railroad. In reality, Berlin was a hotspot for free and educated black people. People are, in general, surprised that there is so much history that they didn't know, said Plett. I had someone from Waterloo say, I've lived 53 years in Kitchener and I had no idea of this history, and so something has to change. In addition to providing a starting point on local black history, the tour sends a follow-up email with resources for people who want to continue educating themselves. Plett stressed that while February is Black History Month, the tour is not just for February and not just for black people. I think if you understand that the problems and challenges we have today are rooted in the past, education can help a lot to understanding but also compassion and tolerance for one another, said Plett. Tour dates are available September 24 and October 14. Tickets cost $30 and groups have a cap of 20 people.